1. Beginnings. Naomi Power was born on her parents' farm in Hawke's Bay, New Zealand, in 1949. The farm was in the middle of beautiful, green countryside. Young Naomi spent her childhood playing in the fields around the farm. She had a brother and two older sisters. None of the children had any interest in the sea. Their main sporting interest was horse riding. In fact, Naomi did not even learn to swim until she was 23 years old. As a child, Naomi spent a lot of time reading. She loved adventure stories about men and women who did exciting, unusual things. She liked to be alone and often imagined that she was the person who was having these wonderful adventures. However, she was not very successful at school, and she left at the age of 16 to train as a hairdresser. "How stupid I was to leave school without taking any exams," said Naomi to her elder sister, Juliet, some months later. Work at the hairdresser's salon was boring, and the women who worked there were so different from her. So Naomi went to evening classes to study art, and then German. She decided that she wanted to travel to Europe, but she needed money to do this. So, for the next 3 years, until she was 21, she saved for her trip. On the 31st of December, 1970, Naomi and Juliet left New Zealand for Europe. Naomi was very seasick on the voyage to England. She was clearly not a good sailor. The two girls spent 10 months in London, where Naomi again worked as a hairdresser. They then moved on to Austria. "What am I going to do with my life?" was the question Naomi often asked herself during this time. She tried many different jobs, but could not find anything she really liked. She was very shy and did not have much confidence. Because of this, she still preferred to be alone and found it difficult to make friends. During the next 2 years, Naomi travelled around a lot in Europe. She was still looking for the adventure and excitement she had read about in those books in New Zealand. Would she ever find something that she really wanted to do, or somewhere she really wanted to be? In the summer of 1973, in Vienna, she bought herself a bicycle and decided to travel alone around Austria. She was now sure of two things. Firstly, that she loved travelling, and secondly, that she preferred travelling alone. Very soon, however, Naomi's life was going to change, and it changed in a way that she had never dreamed about back on the family farm in New Zealand.